Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yubezim and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yubezim and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Beshame Aimer me Maitzian Loyas Akatam, Loyas Alula, Vloyas Sefer Torah, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Beshame says that you're not allowed to carry items that aren't food related. There's a heter to do malacha l'tzarech eichel nefesh. So you could carry food on Yom Tov, but you can't carry a child, you can't carry a lulav, not a sefer Torah, meaning even these mitzvah items, you're not allowed to carry in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Yom Tov. Ubeisil matirin, beisil holds its mutter, we say mitaych that it's mutter, l'tzarech eichel nefesh, it's mutter even for other tzrachim. Tani tani kamid Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, ha-sheichet oilas nedava b'Yom Tov leike. The Tana said to Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi that one who shechts an oilas nedava on Yom Tov, he gets malchus. It's not tzarech eichel nefesh, it's an oila, it gets burned completely on the mizbeach. Memela, one who shechts it on Yom Tov, he gets malchus. So Amar Le, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said back to him, Da'amar lachmani, who told you this, that it, being that it's not for food, so therefore it's aser, that's Beishamehi. Da'amri lo yamina mitaych. Beshami, who doesn't hold a mitaych, shotra itzar litzarech, shotra namishol litzarech. Di'i Beisila, because according to Beisila in our Mishnah, ha'ami, they say, mitaych shotra itzar litzarech, shotra namishol litzarech. That just like itzar is mutter for eichel nefesh, it's mutter even when it's not litzarech eichel nefesh. So Beisila would tell you that here also, ha'chanami, mitaych shotra shchita litzarech, shotra namishol litzarech. That just like shchita is mutter when it's being done to procure food to have for Yom Tov, it's also mutter when it's not l'tzarech eichel nefesh, like shechting an oila. So Beisila would tell you that there's no malchus in this case, so it must be the one who told you this halacha is a Talmud from Beis Shammai. Maska for Rabbo, ask Rabbo, Mimai de Beis Shammai Beisila b'ha pligi. Who says that the machlekes in our Mishnah is about mitaych? Dilma be'erev v'haitzal l'shambis v'ein erev v'haitzal l'yom tov kamifligi. Maybe they're arguing about whether or not there's an Isser of Haitzah on Yom Tov. Maybe the Isser of Haitzah is only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Mar Savar, Beishameh holds, that Eir of Haitzah is Shabbos ve'Eir of Haitzah is Yom Tov. Nobody holds of Mitaych. Beishameh holds that there's an Isser of Haitzah on Yom Tov, just like there is on Shabbos. Memela, you can't carry these items because they're not food related. Umar Savar, Beisilo holds that it's Mutter, not because of Mitaych, but because Eir of Haitzah is Shabbos ve'Eir of Haitzah is Yom Tov. Maybe Beis Hillel holds that there is no Isra of Haitzah on Yom Tov. And what would be the basis to say such a thing that Haitzah is only Asra on Shabbos? Kedichsev, because the Pasuk says, V'leisaytziu masa mibateichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. So the Pasuk's mashma, you can't carry on Shabbos, v'Shabbos in b'Yom Tov lay. So we have a diak from the Pasuk that it's only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Maybe that's the pshat in Beis Hillel. Not that they hold of Mitaych, they just hold that there is no Isra of Haitzah. So maskel for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asked on him that can't be the pshat in our Mishnah. Because El Me'ata, if that's the pshat in the Machlaikis, is whether or not there's an Isra of Haitzah, so then Liflugu Ba'avanim, they should have argued about stones, whether or not there's an Isra of Muksa. Because Muksa was only made as a safeguard so that a person shouldn't come to carry. So if Beisil Shita is that there's no Muksa, so just say that there's no Haitzah, so just have a very simple Machlaikis about whether or not there's Muksa on Yom Tov. Elami deloy miflugi ba'avanim, from the fact that they don't argue about stones, everybody agrees that there is muksa. So shmami no ba'itza shelo l'tzarech pligi. It must be everybody holds that there is muksa, there is an isra of haitza on Yom Tov. The machlokes is whether or not we say this svara mitaych, that being that it's mutter l'tzarech eichel nefesh, that it's mutter even when it's not l'tzarech eichel nefesh. And says the Gemara va'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar, v'mitaych shehotra haitza l'tzarech hotra na'ami shelo l'tzarech pligi. We have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the machlekes in our Mishnah is about mitaych. The Tani Tana kameid Rabbi Yochanan. A Tana once taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, hamivashel gid anesha bechala biyamtiv. A person who cooks meat and milk, but not just any meat. He cooks the meat of the gid anesha with milk on yamtiv. Va'achlai, and he eats it. So he's like a chamesh. He gets 5 sets of malchus. Like a mishum mivashel gid on Yom Tov. First set of malchus he gets is for bishul on Yom Tov, because this bishul is not l'tzarech eichel nefesh. He's cooking something which is aser to eat. So he gets malchus for the bishul. V'leike mishum eichel ged, he gets malchus for eating the ged anesha. V'leike mishum mevashel basar b'chalav. V'leike mishum eichel basar b'chalav. He gets another 2 sets of malchus, one for cooking basar b'chalav, and one for eating basar b'chalav. Those are 2 separate isurim. V'leike mishum havara. And he also gets malchus for lighting the fire with which he cooked this food, because that havara was also not being done. Let's tzarech eichel nefesh. He cooked something which he's not allowed to eat. So that's what the Tana said to Rabbi Yechanan. And Amar Lei, Rabbi Yechanan said to this Tana, Poik Tani Lebra. They go teach your memory outside, because Avaru Bishol in a Mishnah. What you said about Avaru and Bishol, that he gets Malkus, being that it's not Letzarech Eichon Nefesh, that's not accurate. Vim Tim Tzalemra Mishnah, and even if you tell me that no, you have an accurate recording that's what was taught, so then Beishamahi. So then, anyways, the Bala Memra of that Memra would be a Talmud of Beishamai, the Amri who say that Lo Yamrina Mitoich Shehutra Itza Letzayrech, Hutra Na Mishol Letzayrech. They don't hold of Mitoich in our Mishnah by the Malacha of Itza, by our Mishnah on Yad Beis, on Amid Aleph. They don't hold of the Svar of Mitoich, so Hachanami Lo Yamrina Mitoich Shehutra Havara Letzayrech, Hutra Na Mishol Letzayrech. So therefore here also, they don't hold of Mitoich to say that you do not get Malkus for the Bishol and for the Havara. D'i Beis Hillel, if the Tana of this, the Bala Memra of this halacha, would it be Beis Hillel, Kaven the Amri, since they say that Mitoich Shehutra, Haitza Letzayrech, Hutra Nami Shalol Letzayrech, being that they do hold this of the Sfarah of Mitoich, that Mitoich tells us that Malachis have a heter of Eichon Nefesh, are mutter even when they're not Letzayrech Eichon Nefesh, so Hachanami here also, Beis Hillel would tell you, Mitoich Shehutra, Havara Letzayrech, Hutra Nami Shalol Letzayrech. Beis Hillel would tell you that here also, that being that Havara has a heter when it's a Tzarech Eichon Nefesh, so even when it's not a Tzarech Eichon Nefesh, it's Mutter and Yamtif, Memele you would not get Malkus for the Havara, or the Bishul for that matter, we would say Mitoich about the Bishul as well, and there would only be three sets of Malkus. That's why Rabbi Yochanan told him to go Paik Tani Lebra. So you see from this encounter that Rabbi Yochanan also understood that the Pshat and the Machlaikis on Amid Aleph, the Machlaikis Beisham and Beis Hillel is about Mitoich. Oh, you're right.